It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What a run it's been for the 33rd team here. They hire Steve Palazzolo and Sam Monson away from Pro Football Focus. And then they signed Bill Belichick. The 33rd team, one of 17 Bill Belichick media employers for 2024.
What I want to know is if Bill Belichick was a PFF guy, if the Patriots, because we know back in the day, PFF would have provided services to teams. In fact, the majority of teams. I wonder if Belichick was a grades guy, if he wanted to know what color the block was next to a player.
Steve, can you answer that question?
Probably not. I can check how often he logged in. It was, more than once, we'll say, logged into PFF.
Did you get the sense from people you'd talk to that he was a pretty with-the-times analytical guy, or was he old-school blood and guts?
No, I think there was a combination of both. I think his boy Ernie Adams was doing behind the scenes, I think there was definitely parts of it that were before their time, maybe in the early 2000s. I also don't think he was over there like looking at fourth down charts and when to go for it and all that. So probably a little bit of both, but they kept to themselves, as you might expect.
Was Tomlin at least a once a day PFF log on and check it out guy?
I haven't stalked him yet. I never checked in. On what Tomlin
There's
was
zero
doing.
Chance that Keith Butler ever logged in once. I'm not even. Did Keith Butler have a computer?
He probably
I don't
even
I mean,
know.
Listen, the thing about every organization, all 32 teams have PFF, but they have people within the organization who serve up the data or information to them, sometimes within their own system. So everybody uses it at their own different levels.
Steve, I know that. I kind of figured that's how it worked. It was just funny to imagine a guy like Randy Fichtner who said farts in a skillet once, or like we've got our nipple rubber play out there, just logging in to like crunch the data. That's all.
Steve, we've got an issue here with Russell Wilson, calf limited at practice. Let's say he's about 75% for Sunday. Would he give the Steelers a better chance to win than a healthy Justin Fields?
I don't think so. I don't think any of those lower extremity injuries at this point in Russell Wilson's career are going to help, because he's not – I don't think he's special from the pocket. So that's an issue. We know that – I used to joke about calf injuries. I'm a calf injury survivor back in the minors. It was a fake injury to put me on the injured list, but I'm a survivor. But those things – like Joe Burrow was hurting for a month last year into the season and still not the same. Sometimes those linger. So I think that – the calf stuff kind of concerns me now.
Well, who do you think is the easier player to prep for? Let me put it this way. Let me ask it a different way. If you could give Atlanta's defensive coaches truth serum, who do you think they would rather see starting for the Steelers on Sunday? A healthy, presumably healthy Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Probably would rather see Fields. If Russ is banged up, I think the Falcons say, look, if he can't move, you assume there's some mobility issues. We know he's going to be in the pocket. And there's this element of, we take away the first read, make him read it out 30, 35 times a game, then you're feeling pretty good about that going up against Russ. With Fields, I mean, there's some high-end potential still with Fields. The running ability is special, and he still has those games where he is lights out throwing the ball down the field. It's just a matter of the consistency issue, and you just didn't get to see it week to week when he was with the Bears.
Steve, are you a guy that's cool with, if you don't have a Tom Brady or a Patrick Mahomes, working in a second quarterback, even when Russell Wilson's healthy, to get Fields and his athletic traits onto the field in certain situations?
Yeah, I am. Look, if you have Dak Prescott, I think he's good enough you don't want to take him off the field. I thought when the Saints had Drew Brees, I thought it was ridiculous when they put Taysom Hill in there, especially in the red zone. But when you have, QB 15 to 20 or 25, depending on where you think Russ is, I think it's great. I would love to, lean into Justin Fields' explosive ability and His ability to flip the field with a downfield throw, I think it's a great strategy to maximize what you have in the QB room.
How good of a team are the Steelers seeing when they see Atlanta this Sunday, regardless of how their quarterback situation shakes out between now and then, Steve? What is your read on these Falcons heading into this season?
I think they're the best team in the NFC South. I think a lot of the offseason was spent talking about Michael Penix Jr., and you kind of forgot that the Falcons were literally a handful of plays from winning the South last year. Their quarterback play was among the worst in the NFL with Desmond Ridder, and they made presumably a massive upgrade with Kirk Cousins. And now, and my friend Zach Robinson calling plays. So I think they have a chance to do a lot of damage with the passing game. With, you know, I love Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, some of the playmakers that they have there. It's a solid offensive line, and that defense was really good last year. Raheem Morris comes in, you know, has a chance to reshape it a little bit. But Jesse Bates was an absolute playmaker. David Onyemata on the defensive line had a great season as a free agent. So Matthew Judon probably makes an impact as a pass rusher. I think it's a good, solid team, and I would expect them to win the NFC South.
Steve, we have asked all of our weekly guests to make a Steelers record prediction for 2024.
Nine and eight.
Wow. All right. Is it good enough to get into the AFC playoff picture?
No. I'm going to pick 9-8 forever until Mike Tomlin has a losing season.
Where do you come down, by the way, on like the idea that for still so many people in the national media, especially, it's different locally, that the idea that he's going to continue to find ways to get above 500 is a virtue and not something that at some point maybe becomes a flaw almost?
I get the angst that you guys might be dealing with over the last couple of years. I think if we just take a step back, though, and we just saw Bill Belichick look like a my coworker, Bill Belichick. I apologize, Bill. But looked like, you know, he was a losing coach over the last couple of years, right? So you see the impact that losing a Tom Brady has. And if we gave Mike Tomlin that same pass, right, when he has a Big Ben, you're in AFC championships and you win a Super Bowl and the whole thing. And then as Big Ben gets older and or you have Kenny Pickett, all of a sudden you're not as good. So I think it is kind of a virtue that over the last couple of years the Steelers have been that good. And then presumably once Mike Tomlin has one of those top 6 to 8 quarterbacks again, you're more competitive. So I think I've come around to it is impressive what Mike Tomlin is doing. And it's unfortunate, but the quarterback has such a big impact on results in the NFL that it's almost tough to, outside of a few coaches, the Kyle Shanahans of the world, it is really tough to evaluate coaches other than like the handful that seem to, you know, be QB proof, like Shanahan or maybe a John Harbaugh.
Devil's advocate very quickly, Belichick being that bad in his final year got them access to Drake May, who some people have actually comped to a Big Ben in the making, physically and with the playmaking. I would like that lottery ticket if I were a Patriots fan, even if I had to endure a couple years of crap to get it, Steve.
I don't know. You make a coaching move to tank, you know, you hire the one-year tank guy. I'll take the head coaching job for a year, make sure we win 2 games, and then go get Shedeur Sanders or whoever's next. Turn it around.
Steve,
yeah, it's a tricky one.
I have to assume that Arthur Smith will be better, but it's hard for me to put Tomlin on a pedestal when his last two offensive coordinators that he picked were Randy Fichter and Matt Canada in an offensive league.
It's a good counterpoint. It's a very good counterpoint. Now, I don't know if either of them would have done that much better with what they had, you know, knowing what we know. But, I mean, it is a good point. In a league that has a lot of really sharp, innovative, you know, people that sat at the table with Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay and, you know, learned offense and have spread that across the league. It is a challenge, you know, looking at some of those picks over the last couple of years and maybe some archaic offense. But I think that's a fair point, I guess, against Tomlin.
All right. So Steve Palazzolo joining the 9-8 will miss the playoffs club, in which there are several members, including Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk.
Oh, Steve, no.
Thank you. Oh, no. You guys aren't.
Me and Florio?
Aren't.
I need to change.
Too late. I already wrote it down in permanent marker. Goodbye, Steve. Enjoy the game tonight.
Hey. Yep, thanks, guys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.